This is WSKG News. Residents in the hamlet of Jacksonville are still dealing with the fallout from an underground gas leak from a mobile station in the 1970s. Jacksonville is in the town of Ulysses in Tompkins County. Now, Ulysses owns the properties affected by the spill. That includes an early 19th century church. The renovation of that church could mean a lot for a community still trying to recover.
And these pillars are holding up the second floor.
The old Methodist church is two stories. It's fairly plain with faded wood along the outside. There are tall glass windows that let in plenty of natural light. It has a pretty sound structure, considering it was built in 1827 and physically moved to its current location around the turn of the century.
And I've heard about how they used oxen and horses in the winter time, maybe when the ground was frozen.
Nancy Dean feels the church tells a lot about the history of Jacksonville. She's a former town historian.
I've lived here since 1945. So I have deep roots.
Dean says she remembers her parents going to the old church to vote. But even before that, people sold stock in the building and played basketball upstairs. You can still see markings on the floor where the court was.
This was a thriving community years ago. We were more than just a wide spot in the road.
But especially after the mobile gas spill hit Jacksonville in the late 70s, things declined. Diane Hillman has lived across the street from the contaminated properties for decades.
ExxonMobil did their best to just kill us, you know? It's like when you run over, some wild animal and you go, oh, well, that's basically how they thought about us.
The underground leak came from a nearby mobile gas station. It contaminated soil and well water on several properties, including the church. Here is Ulysses Town Board member Nancy Zaylor.
Everybody relied on wells, and so the quality of your well made a big difference in the quality of your life.
What is now ExxonMobil was forced to buy out the properties and clean up the contamination. The houses were demolished, and the families who lived there moved on, in some cases to another community. Hillman says it broke up Jacksonville.
They were neighbors. You know, my children were friends with some of the kids that were in those families. And most of the time, you know, we didn't know where they were going. They didn't, I think, feel the necessity to keep in touch with any of us, really. I mean, it was just a horrible period for them.
The only building Exxon didn't demolish was the church, thanks to some pushback from the community. Residents wanted to preserve its historic value. They were successful in keeping the building upright, but Exxon still owned it. Here's town board member Nancy Zaylor again.
Their response was to board it up, close it up, and forget about it. For 20-some years, they mowed the lawn, but did not one iota of preventive maintenance or repair.
The process for the town to buy the properties took years to complete. Zaylor says things would progress, and then they wouldn't hear back for a while. Talks finally picked up when an Exxon representative came to view the properties. Zaylor showed her that as the church declined, so has Jacksonville.
I turned her around to see sort of what had been here and the blight that sort of was the ripple effect of the spill that their gas station caused.
Blight from a destroyed real estate market. Hillman, that neighbor from earlier, she's had difficulty selling a property in Jacksonville. And this is a property that wasn't affected by the leak at all.
The real estate agent said, well, you know, Jacksonville still has this reputation of being a gas spill area. And this is like how many years, 35 years after all this happened? So it's very hard to get rid of that kind of reputation.
The DEC has said the properties are no longer contaminated, and Exxon eventually agreed to sell the church to the town of Ulysses for about $5,000. In a statement, ExxonMobil said it recognizes the historic value of the church and hopes it brings value to the community in the future. Now, the town is selling the church and an adjacent property. There's a clause that requires the owner to maintain the architectural integrity of the building. That gives Hillman hope for the future of Jacksonville.
And that building is sort of a gem. It really is. And having that brought back is going to make a tremendous difference right where, you know, the mess started, you know? Right where ExxonMobil wrote us off.
The deadline to submit a bid is December 8th. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.